In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Our blessed Lord, in the Gospel of today's Mass, warns the apostles of coming persecution. And one might wonder, why will these apostles, these 12 apostles, who are nothing in comparison to the rest of the population of the world, be persecuted merely for preaching this holy gospel, which in itself offends no one but uplifts everyone? Why will that be the object of persecution? And the reason is that it is the truth, and it is supernatural truth, and it is the characteristic of supernatural truth to be persecuted. Human beings have an inborn inclination to truth. Your intellect has an insatiable appetite for knowledge. It is a faculty that wants to know what is. It wants to know being. It wants to know what is in the world around it. And you might think that you have a strong appetite for food, but your appetite of the intellect is far stronger than your appetite for food or any other appetite in you, because it never really is quenched. You don't realize it, but this is the reason that many people sit in front of television sets the whole day, and that is to fill up their intellect. They watch soap operas and various other television shows that are completely stupid or false, or they might listen to the news the whole day that repeats itself constantly, and where in many cases you're not even sure of the accuracy of what they're telling you. But this is to feed the intellect, because the intellect cannot sit still. Boredom sets in. People start to go crazy. If someone were to lock you into a room by yourself and turn out all the lights, you would eventually go crazy, for that reason that your intellect would be deprived of any kind of outside information. And so we have this natural inclination to know the truth. And the truth points out to the will what the good is. And the will has a natural inclination to go and get the good, to obtain the good. And that's human nature. And so there is this natural inclination in man to love the truth, to want to know it and to cherish it once he has it. All kinds of truths. And so the human race is divided between those who love the truth and those who despise it. Now, why do human beings despise the truth if they have a natural inclination to it? Why is there a hatred of truth if there is a natural inclination to truth? And there are a number of reasons. The first is that the truth constrains us to a reality. The intellect must bow down before what it sees as true. And so the truth requires a humiliation of our intellects. And this is something which runs against the pride that is in human beings. The second reason, and very important, is that truth spoils the fun of the debauched. The truth about human morality, even those truths that we can know from merely human reason, are strict. And the supernatural truth revealed to us by God is yet more strict. And when we hear the truth, And when we understand what the truth is going to do to our immoral lives, we learn to come to, we learn to despise the truth and to hate the truth. Herod, for example, hated the truth that St. John the Baptist was saying about his false wife. Henry VIII hated the truth that St. Thomas More was saying concerning his false wife. And as you know, St. Thomas More never said anything directly against the false wife, but merely by his actions he was speaking volumes against the false wife. And Henry VIII, despite his friendship for St. Thomas More, cut off his head because of St. Thomas More's adherence to the truth. And furthermore, the third reason is that the truth constrains the will to a specific good and requires it to reject others. Objective truth engenders objective good. And it points the way to good which must be pursued, and where other goals must be set aside. We must love the good and hate evil. We must love the truth and hate falsehood. And this is especially offensive to the modern mind. Remember that the promise of Satan to the human race was, "Ye shall be like gods, having the knowledge of good and evil." This means that you, like God, will be able to determine for yourself what is true and good. You will not have to follow the commandments of God, but you will have the ability to determine for yourself what is true and good. God creates the truth because he is the creator, and something is true because it conforms to him. And he creates the good because he is all good. And this is what the devil wanted to have from God. The devil had a certain jealousy of God because God was truth and good. His very nature is truth and good. That's why our Lord said, "I am the truth. I am the way, the truth, and the life." Only God can say that. Everyone else, from the highest angel down to the lowest creature, must follow. We must follow the truth. We must pursue the good, because we ourselves are not the source of truth and good. And so the modern world believes in no objective truth. The rejection of objective truth is the most characterizing aspect of the modern world in the past 200 years. The destruction in men's minds that there is an objective good and truth that must be adhered to, that is the disease that has infected the entire human race. And what its natural child, if you want, is ecumenism. And ecumenism is the soul of Vatican II. All of the errors of Vatican II go down to ecumenism. That is, we're no longer going to say that the Catholic Church is the one true church, outside of which there is no salvation. We are no longer going to say that any religion which is not the Catholic religion is a false religion. We are no longer going to say that those who do not worship our Lord Jesus Christ are worshiping a false god. But rather, all of these religions which contradict one another are true. And so there is John Paul II's kissing of the Quran and Benedict XVI's praying toward Mecca. Because those religions are true. Yes, they have some falsehood, they would say, but they're true. their true ways to God. And this ecumenism and this abandonment of objective truth is so serious that look at what has happened to your lives since the 1960s. Look at what has happened to our world since the 1960s, where things that were considered absolutely wrong are now considered acceptable and are protected by law. Look at the divorce rate and abortion. Look at pornography. Because of this abandonment of objective truth, which is an affront to God, for nothing is more objective than the Catholic faith. And this is what really distinguishes the Catholic faith that you find here and preached here, and what you find as a counterfeit of the Catholic faith in the Novus Ordo Church. That is the real difference. No matter what mass they're saying at their altars, the real difference is what you hear from the pulpit, what you see in their catechisms, and how they manifest their attitudes toward objective truth and Catholic truth in their day-to-day life. That is what divides us. And the reason for all of the liturgical changes is ecumenism, the abandonment of objective truth. And so this is the special persecution that we are receiving in these times. The Church has been persecuted for the truth in many ways. When the apostles went out to the pagan world, essentially they said to this pagan world, your gods are false, and the statues of Jupiter and Venus and Apollo and all of them have to come down. And because the Roman gods were part of the state worship, this was considered an offense to the state. And so they were persecuted because those statues had to come down. And the worship of the false gods had to cease because the true God has revealed himself, that is our Lord Jesus Christ. And for that they were persecuted. And in the time of the great heresies in the 4th and 5th and 6th centuries, the same was true. They were persecuted. Catholics persecuted by heretics, particularly in the Arian heresy, because the Catholic faith was saying that you cannot alter Christ. You cannot make Christ according to your own image, but we must be faithful to what is revealed to us about our Lord Jesus Christ. And so they gave the heretics the truth, and the heretics persecuted them. To the Jews, the Church has always said, if you do not know Christ and do not accept Christ as the true Messiah and true God, then your religion is false. And so the Church has been persecuted by the Jews since the earliest times. In the first few centuries of the Church, the Jews took on a very, very active persecution of the early Catholics, something you probably don't know. But they were much more powerful at that time, and they pursued and persecuted Catholics in all parts of the empire. And over the years, they have always been, and this by their own admission, friends of any kind of movement that would bring down the Catholic Church, such as Islam and Protestantism. They would aid the Muslims, and they would aid the Protestants in whatever way they could in order to bring down the Catholic Church. Why? Because the Catholic Church is saying to them, you have no more covenant with God. Your religion has been superseded by the fulfillment of the old law, which is the New Testament. If you adhere still to the old law, you are in a false religion. and for this the church is persecuted. And our Lord warns us. So you should not think in these times that you are going to have an easy life as a Catholic. And the way you see the persecution is in your own families, who think that you are something from outer space, that you should object to all of the immorality that is considered the norm of the modern world, that you should object to divorce and remarriage, that you should object to perversions, or that you should object to other things that people do, all of the living together that goes on today. That you should offer objection to those things, that you should object to abortion or birth control. Or that you should say that your religion is the one true faith. That's perhaps the most offensive thing to them. That you should object to the general attitude of pro-choice, not only in abortion, but everything. That the highest good of man is that he is able to choose. To choose everything except the Catholic faith. That is merely a cloak of license to be filthy, murderous, or in some way immoral. That's all it is, the term pro-choice. Because a choice is only as good as what you are choosing. When people murder other people, they're choosing. But nobody's pro-choice when it comes to murdering adults. Or murdering your parents, as some children do. Or murdering their schoolmates, as other children do. Nobody's pro-choice about that. Yet, they're choosing to do that. Nobody would defend Hitler in saying, well, he was pro-choice in deciding to commit genocide. Or Stalin in starving Ukrainians. No one defends him for pro-choice. Yet when it comes to defenseless little babies, then pro-choice is something that is put on a pedestal. Little innocent babies that haven't harmed anybody can be murdered even at the point of being born, their heads crushed, and that all in the name of pro-choice. And this is the modern heresy for which we will be persecuted, that we will not admit pro-choice. Not only in questions of abortion, but as it is a cloak of immorality. Because it's only invoked when liberals want to be immoral. And that is what our Lord is warning us about. Indeed, this cult of choice of the modern world and this relativization of the truth will bring about the most horrid persecution of the church in all of its history. Perhaps not today, perhaps not a year from now, but as time goes on, it will bring about the most horrid persecution of the church. So we should understand that we cannot be worthy disciples of our Lord Jesus Christ unless we bravely and patiently resist the pressures of modern society. And these come, as I said, in your family. The pressures that family members put upon you. That is the persecution. Don't wait for the arena and the lion. The lions come within your own family and friends. And you have to accept that persecution and bear with it and profess the faith despite it. Sometimes persecution also comes in the form of enticements, blandishments, false peace. Why don't you just get along? That's a form of persecution. Or we will be nice to you if you give up your stance concerning the truth. That's a form of persecution. The human intellect
is made by God to know the truth, and the will is made by God to love the good. Our Lord said that those who are of the truth hear his voice, and those who despise the truth shall despise and persecute Christ and his holy Catholic Church. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.